We're looking tonight at Revelation chapter 13, and we can ask the question, if the Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the King, and he has won a decisive victory at the cross of Calvary and finished his redemptive work, then how is it that we live in a city and in a world where there is such fierce opposition to Jesus Christ and to the Christian gospel? If Jesus Christ has struck a decisive blow against Satan, how is it that the devil seems to be so active? And why is it that in some parts of the world, many Christians are still dying for their faith, and false and cruel religion seems to grow? Why is it in this nation, with our Christian heritage, that we see a nation that turns more and more away from the revelation of God's word and turns away from Jesus Christ as the Savior King? Well, much of that has to do with an understanding of the book of Revelation, and particularly this chapter we're looking at tonight. We remember that the Lord Jesus Christ said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not from here." The Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ." And in his first epistle, John, who wrote this book of Revelation, told the congregations, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." The point being, of course, that the kingdom of God is not a temporal empire or democracy or nation. Now, Satan does attack in this temporal realm. But in the eternal realm, Jesus Christ's death and resurrection have secured the defeat of Satan. But there is this ongoing conflict in the world. In New Testament language, the world in opposition to God. A system of thought, a way of life that rebels against God and refuses to acknowledge the sovereignty and saving power.